All right, Pete, coming up this weekend, you're going to be at the Foxborough Sports Tavern. You've been there before. You've
Many
raved
times.
About it. You're there Sunday from 2 to 5. And also, Phil Castagnetti is going to be there. And he is a sports memorabilia guy from Sports World USA. And he happens to be with us right now. This ought to be an interesting conversation. Phil, welcome to the program.
Hey, Phil.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hey, Pete.
Man, this is going to be well, first of all, introduce yourself to our audience. And you've been doing this a long time. You are well known, not throughout just New England, but throughout the country for what you do and the great, incredible sports collectibles that you have. But this is just more than just coming down and getting autographed pictures, right? There's a lot more to that coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we've done it before, Pete, a few times. And, you know, we meet you know, a lot of the people, if they have memorabilia they want appraised, or they're looking to sell stuff, and, you know, we'll give them a price and, you know, buy items and appraise their items, whatever memorabilia, you know, other than sports also, movie actors and, you know, TV people, Hollywood stuff, whatever. We do it all, and we should have a good time there on Sunday.
Phil, I'm sure at some point something spurred your interest in this line of work or a hobby, if you will. What was the first piece of memorabilia you can remember getting as a kid?
Wow. you know what? I've always been a New York Yankee collector since I was a little kid. And my father took me to Mickey Mantle Day in 1969. And, you know, I still have the ticket stub and the program and, and that's pretty much how it started.
No, that's it, yeah, and it's just grown and grown and let's full disclosure, right? You're a Yankee fan, right?
Yeah,
I am a Yankee fan. Yep, a Yankee fan in Boston.
Good luck with it. I just saw that somebody bought a Babe Ruth card by accident for $2 the other day.
I saw that. Wasn't that crazy? It's been probably worth a few million.
Wow.
Is it still Hoarding's card still is it, for baseball collectibles anyway? Is that still at the top of the list if you can get it? I mean, the rare Hoarding cards?
Yeah, you know what it is now? Everything has to be, you know, in great, anything in good condition, you know, near pristine condition has just gone through the roof. The numbers right now are just remarkable. Mickey Mantle rookie just sold for $3 million. And they're expecting that to rise because it just, you know, you just can't find cards that nice of condition back in the day that, you know, that are still out there. But, you know, they're somewhere.
So when people come, so say someone comes by tomorrow with a Dan Marino autographed Miami Dolphins shirt or whatever. So what's the process? How do you go about, you know, evaluating that, you and your staff?
Well, first of all, we have to, you know, check out the autograph,
sure.
Make sure it's real. We have, you know, we work hand-in-hand with some of the big authentication companies, and we can, you know, send pictures through the phone, and they'll give us their opinion, my opinion, you know, and we figure it all out together. And then we go from there. We'll figure out, you know, what kind of jersey. Is it, you know, an authentic? Is it a replica? You know, there's lots of little things to it, so we'll figure it all out.
Phil, when I was a kid, I collected baseball cards, and I knew at an early age that those things would be worth something. And I remember I always would ask my relatives, aunts, uncles, anybody, hey, you got anything in the attic, anything up there, you know, the Mickey Mantles or from that era? Because when I collected probably from, you know, 77 to 1990, Topps Baseball, that's where I was at. Is there a needle in a haystack in that era that I should probably have sitting in my attic that I've moved 8 times that maybe they might be worth something in that era?
You know, in all those moves, it might have been better if you left them behind. You know, between the overproduction and the steroid era, you know, there's pretty much nothing. There's a couple guys. I shouldn't say nothing, but, you know, like 79 has the Ozzie Smith rookie, you know, 1980s Ricky Henderson, but You know, the 89 Upper Deck Griffey was the only really decent card of the 80s, and even that's gone way down.
Well, you mentioned Ozzie Smith, a lot of people just associated with the Cardinals, but the greatest play I've ever seen in my lifetime, I still say, is when he played for the Padres and made that incredible barehanded snag diving stop. We've seen it a bunch of times and throughout the runner at first base, but an Ozzie Smith rookie card in a Padre uniform, that's got to be still worth some bucks, doesn't it, if it's in good condition?
A nice one sells for a little over $100. Again, you know, it's all condition, and, you know, you got to just, you know, it's got to be perfectly scented. The corn is going to be nice, you know, and then from there on, it just, you know, it's crazy because they send cards away to be graded now, and they put them, they encapsulate them in plastic, grade them 1 through 10, and it's almost impossible to get a 10. So a card like an Ozzie Smith that, you know, by looking at it with your eyes, $100, if you get a graded 10, it might be worth $7,000-$8,000. So,
wow.
You know,
it's a big jump.
We spend a lot of time here talking about baseball cards. That's where it all starts for a lot of people. I also collected football and basketball cards. I remember the NBA. I don't know if there was a paper shortage. They used to do like three cards in one and perforated them. And then one year they did extra large cards as well. But any football and or NBA cards from back in the day that are not quite the holy grail that Onis Wagner is, but something that the collectors might look for.
Well, you know, that perforated set, the 80-81 tops, they came up with that crazy design, but it's also Magic Johnson and Larry Bird's rookie card.
Right.
And they're together on the same card with Julius Erving. So that's one of the better cards of the 80s and of basketball. So that's the big one.
Yeah.
Well, I know you know.
Those sports don't have, you know, the same pop that baseball does.
What's the hot item, you know, right now? I mean, the Patriots in the Super Bowl, the Red Sox in the World Series, obviously. It's the fact that the teams that are winning are the ones that the autographs that people want the most. But, you know, let's say the last 6 months, what's requested most from you?
Tom Brady. Yeah. His cards are just sky, they're high already, and they just skyrocketed him. And, you know, there's no end in sight. I mean, he's doing things you're never going to see again. And, I mean, his cards are, you know, just on fire right now.
Any value to a Colin Kaepernick signed jersey? we learned today that he'll probably never play again, reached a settlement with the NFL. What's the value there?
And I think we could have figured that out a few months ago ourselves, but he never really had a big value because he was never that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got all this hype about Colin Kaepernick, but, you know, he never panned out to start, so that's not going to do anything.
Phil, before, because we're up against you, but Tom Popola, the owner of Fox Sports Sports Tavern, you guys have been friends for a long, long time. I love him. He's quite the character, and Larry Genta also, real good guys. Glad to be in partnership with them. But tell me a good Tom story that I can get him with on Sunday that he made, you know, just between us.
I can't say it on the radio. I'll tell you when I see you.
All right, sounds good.
Well, that sounds good. I know Phil, Pete's looking forward to that event, as are our listeners as well. Phil, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Phil Castagnetti from Sports World USA Sports Memorabilia. He'll be out at the Foxborough Sports Tavern with you Sunday from 2 to 5.